Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. Look around. Opportunities are everywhere. There should be no reason why you're bored. There should be no reason you don't know what to do with your time or your money. There should be no reason why you're waiting on things to happen to you instead of you happening to things. Opportunities are everywhere. Why? Well, because opportunities usually come in the form of obstacles. Obstacles being challenges, problems, resistance. You know the drill. So all of these obstacles in life, well, see, those opportunities, really, they're just disguised in a different way. You have to realize that. You have to visualize that. You got to see it as that. And since there are so many problems in the world, so many, that means you really got an infinite number of opportunities. You see, problems are everywhere. Figure out how to solve one and make that your business. That's a new business for you. Solving a problem better than anyone else in your industry, in your space. Solve it better than them. That's your business. You can be successful off that alone. So there are business reasons why it will make sense for you to realize the opportunities. And then there are life reasons. There are things that you could be doing for those you appreciate, for those you are passionate about, for those you represent, for those you symbolize, for those you stand up for who have put you in a position of leadership, whether you asked for it or not. They all got problems, and they're looking to you or somebody like you to help them solve them. They just don't got it in them. Everybody ain't built the same way. You listening to this, though, you got no excuses. Everybody that ain't, that's a different story. Look around. Opportunities are everywhere. You got more opportunities than probably solutions that you can provide in a lifetime. So you can pick a few to devote your time to, or switch them up, work on multiple things. But there are so many opportunities. This land of opportunity. This instant feedback and gratification and connections we get on the internet, and being able to obtain information in nanoseconds. When we used to have to go all the way to the library, remember that? And go use your library card and go pretty much rent out a book for a period of time to go get that data that you wanted to, whether you was studying the encyclopedia on a topic that you really dug, whether it was for school or for your own personal reasons. Now all of that's done in a nanosecond. So how much information that you can consume or the things that you can learn, it's extremely accelerated now. And the tools are available to you and they're very cost effective. So they don't cost you that much. You have no excuses. Perhaps you're just tied up with other things, or if you're being lazy about it, or if you have addictions that are not healthy. If you really got to see where your time is being spent and the things that you're thinking about and the things that you're telling yourself, that confirmation bias, the things that you constantly repeating in your own head or that people tell you about yourself. All of that's got to be in a better place, in a healthier place, one that is able to push you forward rather than hold you back. All you got to do is just look around and see all of the opportunities around you, the good ones, the bad ones. It's so much that you could be doing with your time, with your power, with your gifts and your skills. But maybe you up here playing games, literally and figuratively. Only you can do something about that. You can only bring the horse to the water. You can't make him drink it. You got to be fed up enough about your own situation to make that change, to see those opportunities around you, because they're out there. You just not focused on the right things. You're looking around at different things. You may not be looking around at all. Maybe you did before and you got lost for a little bit, but that's cool. I got you. Now you're found. Now you got to remember how you got here. Everything that you faced that brought you to this point, that brought you to this state. Now, this is when it's time to recollect and remember your power. Opportunities are everywhere. You can't tell me that they aren't. You can't tell yourself that they aren't. You can't be sitting here thinking about, oh, I only got one opportunity or one shot to get this one thing right. Because again, it's probably millions of problems. You can really just pick one. Take your pick. Find something that you are passionate enough about that you realize other people have a similar passion for or a similar issue with, but they don't got the same gifts or same vision that you have to actually execute and fix that problem, or to at least attempt to resolve that problem. They don't have it in them, but you do. So the burden is on you. You could try to ignore it, but you'll be reminded. It's like this itch that you have to scratch. Because we're just vessels. And things gonna sort itself out. And we get picked, handpicked to, you know, be the one that has these amazing gifts at this one thing or these several things. And see, that's the thing though. That gift can be used in different ways. It's not just about a single streamlined thing. You could have one gift, right? If my gift is being able to draw really good, or me loving to do that, and that just being kind of in my blood and in my DNA before probably I even got here, that's just been something that I've been attracted to all my life. Picking up the pen or the pencil and drawing things, both what I can see in front of me and then things that I imagine. It's a great gift to have. Wouldn't change it for the world. That gift can be applied to so many different things. The ability to document, really. The ability to document what your mind sees, what other people can see as well, but they have trouble documenting. You're able to control your hand and make these lines and using pressure on the tips of the medium that you're using to make something beautiful that did not exist prior to that point. I can pick to become a cartoonist, a comic book artist or something, a storyboard person, concept artist, graphic designer, got many options, but it takes being able to realize that and seeing that, okay, opportunities are everywhere, right? So things need to be documented, and some things can only be imagined, but you have to draw them out because they don't yet exist. So there's so many different industries to apply your skills at. And that's not just drawing. It could be whatever it is. That's just the example that came to me right off the top because that's the one I'm closest to. But I don't think that's one that's, that, you know, like that's not a lucky thing or something, or like I'm the only one that have that. Remember, Picasso, every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain one in adulthood. So we all start out that way. But we don't all get the motivation and the support that we need to continue on at that craft. That's the only difference. But we all, whereas kids like picking up things and trying to make them fit together and understanding the world around us and picking up stuff, tasting stuff, smelling things, we didn't understand. We all started out that way. And the circumstances or the people I was around at that point, I can't help that. And I'm appreciative that they were supportive in that way to kind of keep me going and never made me feel like I couldn't do it. But I'm not any luckier than you. And I don't, you know, that's not a thing that you, that's not like I'm chosen at a different way to you. I'm worth more or more value. No, I remind people of that all the time. Your skills may be different. They may be similar. But the opportunities that present themselves, it's about the ones that you choose to spend your time on and the skills that you choose to hone and continue practicing that. You don't just wake up like this. And when you do, that's cool. But you got to be able to sustain that, which means you got to continue to practice at it or else that gift is going to go away. Look around opportunities everywhere. If you don't know what you like doing, or if you got, let's say, super worst case scenario, you don't know what you're good at, you don't feel like you're good at anything, you don't feel like there are any opportunities for you, that there's no market for that would want anything that you have to offer. If you're at that state, then what you have to do is you have to experience some new things. Because experiencing different stimuli is going to bring things out of you that you didn't know that were there. If you can't travel or can't afford to travel or don't want to experience new surroundings, then you got to do it through your books and the content that you consume. You got to travel by doing that in an inexpensive manner. Taste new dishes. You don't got to go to the country to taste that dish, to taste these things that bring out something in you. And so that's why the objective then becomes new experiences. If you know nothing, if you're completely oblivious to all of this, then be open enough to receiving some new experiences, and go out and seek new experiences and try new things. Guarantee you it's going to bring new stuff out of you, because that's what stimuli does. And sometimes it's a shakeup of the environment, of our immediate environment and our immediate routines and habits. It's sometimes those things. And when we change those, then we realize, okay, this is what I like doing. This is what I'm good at. This is worth my time. I'm going to study this. I'm going to learn from the greats. I'm going to get better at this. Because we don't all start like that on day one. And even if we do, if it seems like there's just this talent that you have and you're just naturally good at it, again, other people will tell you as well, you can't just rest on your laurels with that. You can't just take it for granted and sit back and chill with it and then just, you know, try to do that one thing every time. People's needs change. And the gift was given to kind of give you a head start with it, really, to get that hard part out of the way of even determining what that is. But it's on you to continue to hone that craft and to continue to learn and approach things with a beginner's mindset of humility, not saying that you know everything or that you know it all or that you can rest on this one gift. So look around you. Opportunities are everywhere. You know how we do. Just change that perspective, really, and see all of these challenges and problems that we got in this world. Find one that you're most passionate about. If you don't know what you're good at, find one of those things, a problem that you're waiting on everybody else to solve for you. Why don't you solve it? Why don't you put the pieces in place to help other people solve it if it's not you that you want to do it, right? people might need the help that you can provide and they can go in and solve the problem, but you can play a part of that story. So that's what I want for you. I appreciate you for listening. I'm going to go ahead and get out of your hair now. I think I done gave you enough juice for this morning. So appreciate you for listening. And that's how we're going to do. Shine hard, grind harder.
If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, and you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.